Well, it's interesting because I really put this plan out for a couple of years now. And I said that I thought 5% was a fair rate on gross production tax. And what's interesting is, you know, when we looked at Step Up Oklahoma, to me, it was way too complicated and had way too many elements in it. And I said, let's make it simple and sit down and start looking at this. And OCPA came out the last minute and endorsed a 5% gross production tax and a 75-cent tax on cigarettes, where the proposal had been $1.50. I said, you know what? What if we did that? What if we said, you know, let's do the 5%, which is what I've said all along. Instead of doing the $1.50 on cigarette tax, let's do 75 cents. And then in order to get enough revenue to give the teacher a raise and then give the employees that have not gotten a raise, that are making the real low wages, let's go ahead and include the gasoline tax. But what had passed or what would have been proposed in Step Up was 6 cents on gasoline and 6 cents on diesel, which would have made gasoline taxes 23 cents and diesel 50. I'm sorry, 20. So it would be 23 cents on gasoline, 20 on diesel. Why not just do 3 cents on gasoline and 6 on diesel, which makes it 20 cents across the board? And those were the three things. I said, let's make it simple, not try to convolute it. And as I came up with this idea, I was walking down the hall and I saw a Democrat state representative. I said, let me run something by you and see what you think. Then he talked to some other Democrats. Then I got a call and they said, you know what, we liked your deal. And so basically what they said was, we would like to hold a press conference and talk about this. Would you be willing to be there to explain it? It's things that I had proposed before. It's things that OCPA have endorsed. And it's simple and says, if we focus on this and then the immediate problems that we're talking about teacher raises and raises for state employees and have some additional money in there to help with the health care issues, then I think we have something to move forward on. And there's been discussions with the Republicans. Several Republicans say they like it. And, you know, what I said was only focus on the things that require 75% votes. All the other things that Republicans want or somebody else wants that can be accomplished with 51 votes, let's don't complicate this. Let's get a core idea here that we can agree on and move the state forward instead of being gridlocked.
So, when do you anticipate this might come up in the form of some bill or measure before the legislature?
Well, I know I heard last night they were talking about making it part of the 2019, but I know Democrats would like to make it part of this year so they don't have to have all these cuts that they're being made. And I wish they would consider it now. And like you said, let's solve our immediate problem now, get off a high center and move this state forward, because it's not good for anybody. I mean, when you sit there and you hear, the articles that are coming out on Oklahoma are very detrimental as far as trying to recruit new businesses, for businesses to want to grow in Oklahoma. We've got to fix these problems before we can move forward.
So the 5% that you're proposing for the gross production tax, is that for the first 3 years of production and then go to 7% or what?
Yes, yeah, 5%. You know, the step-up plan said 4% and then 7%. And OCPA came out and said, what about 5% and then 7%? And I said, you know what, I think that's reasonable. I've said that I thought 5% was a reasonable rate. I put out a plan last year that said 5% for the first 3 years. So that's what I'm proposing, 5% for the first 3 years, then go to 7%. A reduced cigarette tax that's half of what has been proposed, and then a reduced fuel tax that would go to roads and bridges. And that seems to be a good place to start. At least, you know, the Democrats said that they're willing to deliver all their 28 votes. And so I think this is something that can break the stalemate, move the state forward, and actually deal with the immediate problems we have right now.
What's the reaction of the oil and gas industry to your proposal?
I don't know yet. I know that they had, you know, they fought for years to try to keep it at 2%. And of course they were very, very good at playing the political games and getting politicians to lower it from 7% to 2%. But then there's also a proposal out there or the workings of an initiative petition that would make it 7% across the board for the, you know, 3 years and 7 years. So 5% might be a good compromise. and, you know, let's solve the immediate problems in the state and let's move forward.
In other words, maybe the oil and gas industry, at least some of the leaders, are just basically admitting that, look, we can't defend 2% any longer, that rather than going the full 7%, we're going to have to give up something here and reach a compromise.
I think they've already come to that conclusion. The question is, are they going to hold firm at 4, or are they willing to go 5? And what I was looking at is, when you looked up at Step Up Oklahoma plan, there were deal breakers in the deal. There were deals that the Democrats were not going to vote for, and there's deals that some Republicans weren't going to vote for. What I said, let's remove the deal breakers. Let's see what we can, because it only focuses on three things, And so if they can agree to that, get that passed, and then it allows us to deal with other issues and go forward. And they can debate and argue with all the others. But if we agree on these, get them passed, then we remove the logjam and move this state forward.
And how much money are we talking about raising with your idea?
My three ideas were $448 million.
And is that enough to, I guess, recover the budget crisis?
Well, there are a lot of other items out there that are being proposed that can be passed with 51 votes. What I said, let's deal with the items. I'm talking about only dealing with the items that require 75% votes. And if we can get those done, then if they can come to agreements on other items to address those other issues, do that. But at least let's get off high center, move forward, and get this state back on the right track.
Okay, so this is your plan as the state auditor and what you've been advocating. So undoubtedly, with the fact that you've been able to reach some sort of a compromise with the Democrats, politically speaking, it has to give you a shot on the arm in your run for the Republican nomination for governor, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, this is not about politics. I will tell you that the people that are helping my campaign said, Kerry, don't do this. Don't get up there at a press conference with the Democrats. You know, the optics don't look good. And I said, you know what? This is not about me. This is about the state of Oklahoma. You know, from a political standpoint, that was probably not a smart move. But we have to have people that are willing to put politics aside and start dealing with the issues affecting Oklahoma. You know, the future of my grandkids is more important than my political future.